Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
In the traffic, there are legitimately no good highways, never mind roads, in Joburg to drive on. If I owned a car, I would sell it and walk.
Tswane has a new mayor. Action SA's Dr. Nasipi Moyo, who used to be the deputy mayor, has been sworn in today. While she says she'll bring stability and put the city's residents first, analysts and various opposition parties are saying they predict more instability. And while it's starting to rain here in Gauteng, residents of Florida in the USA have either fled before Hurricane Milton or they're bunkering down to try and outlast what's being labeled as the biggest storm of the century to hit America. Here are some of those who chose to evacuate.
There's not much that scares me, but this has got me a little on edge. Boarded up the sliding glass doors, sandbags, boarded up the windows, took pictures and hoped for the best.
We want to evacuate probably in the next couple hours. We're going inland. I guess we're prepared to sit in the traffic.
So they're at least fleeing for their lives while sitting in traffic. There are worse places to be, I think, at this stage. I'm Marlene Fischer. More news at 5.
Joman is live today from Super Sport Park with the sports reports, and it's brought to you by Superbets. Winning isn't just for your team. Win for yourself at superbets.co.za. Superbets, the place to bet, spin, play, and win.
And I seem to have lost Jermaine. Maybe Super Sport Park Centurion isn't raining as well.
There we go. I'm here.
There you are. Sorry about that, my friend. 1 second.
We start off with some cricket news. South African captain Laura Wolfart led from the front during a magnificent batting performance, which yielded a daunting total of 166 for 5 in an overwhelming 80-run victory in their T20 World Cup Group B match against Scotland at the Dubai International Cricket Stadium earlier today. Wolfart blazed a 40 from just 27 deliveries during an opening stand of 64 with Tasman Brits, who made 43 herself, as the SA women produced the highest power play total of 60 at the tournament so far. Wimbledon will replace all 300 line judges with artificial intelligence and electronic system from next year, which will remove human officials for the first time in the championship's 47-year career. The All England club confirmed that all 18 match courts will be installed with an automated electric line calling system. Bafana Bafana star Percy Tau will be reportedly available for free at the end of the season after reports emerged from Egypt that the Al Ahly side will not be renewing his contract. Tau is contracted until June of next year. However, with his age and declining abilities and the salary that he demands, he doesn't have too much of a leg to stand on, and the Egyptian giants, of course, will not renew on other terms. Staying with football news, Manchester United's near 7-hour executive meeting ended without clarification on Erik ten Hag's future. Tuesday's meeting was attended by Sir Jim Ratcliffe, Sir David Brailsford, as well as Omar Barada and Dan Answorth, Jean-Claude Blanc and Jason Wilcox as well, and it was said to be routine. Ten Hag was one of the many topics under discussion. That's all for me for now. Joe Mann, Jacaranda FM Sport.
From the people who bring you more music you love.
Yeah.
I just keep on dancing.
The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Thanks, Joe. Spin a wire and keep the reels spinning with Super Bets, with daily promos and a chance to win up to 1.6 million rand every week. The excitement never ends. Bet, spin, play, and win big with Super Bets. Sign up now on superbets.co.za. T's and C's apply. Super Bets is a licensed betting operator and supports responsible gambling. No persons under the age of 18 is permitted to gamble. Winners know when to stop. The National Gambling Toll-Free Counseling Helpline, 0800 006 008.
Days aching, nights are long, 2 years and still you're not gone. Guess I'm still holding on. Drag my name through the dirt. Somehow it doesn't hurt though.